This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Coming up, yeah, man, people are really excited. Nick Cayley, there you go, shooting out, man. We are too. We are really intrigued to see what it is that his offense looks like. I know I am. I want to see how different a feel the changes that we're going to see from this offense. You need to hold your tongue.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just. I can't help but think, what if? I mean, like a lot of people looking at me on the text line, can't wait, Nick. I don't know what you're excited about, man. I really don't. I just don't. I don't. I can't. And I'm not faulting anybody for it, by the way. So don't get pissed at me now if you're out there and you are excited. That's cool. I wish I could be more like that. Mine is more along the lines of boy, this Nick Caserio experiment better work. I mean, boy, D'Amico Ryan's better. I mean, the story of C.J. Stroud's rookie contract better not be two offensive play callers that had never called plays before, and we could never figure it out offensively.
Yeah, because it does. Like, the name you brought up, the other Nick name you brought up, it does feel like this is shifting more to – like where his mind goes. This seems like the offensive side seems like it's shifting more that way.
I mean, the thing, it would be criminal if it weren't. Like it would be criminal for D'Amico Ryans to go hire guys that Nick Caserio has all this experience with and not go, hey Nick, man, you got to help me with this one, bro. Like these dudes right here are all these are all your guys.
He didn't consult Nick and
just, yeah, I mean, it's silly. It's silly talk. Like, you look silly trying to say anything else, right? I mean, That is, I mean, any way you slice it, Nick's hand is heavy, heavy, heavy in this offensive staff they've hired, the scheme that they plan on running, every single bit of it, and rightfully so. I would just hate for my squad to look up and we've gone through two inexperienced play callers with the greatness of C.J. Stroud while we were getting him on a
rookie deal.
Right. Sorry. That's just where it makes a lot more sense to think about those things, unfortunately negative things, than it does to I'm excited about what this guy brings to the table. Excited about newness, excited about Bobby being gone. Cool.
I just want to see what the difference is.
I'm fascinated with it.
They clearly, which we can all understand based off what the hell we watched last year, especially from an offensive line protection perspective.
Right.
Clearly feel like they needed to go in a different direction and try something new. Now, they didn't change a lot of the coaching staff.
Right.
But it seems like they have changed. I would assume, Clint, they have changed some philosophies. We will see. And we will get a chance to lay our eyes on that coming up this summer. in that hot ass sun.
Now that I'm anticipating. I'm fascinated with. I'm intrigued. I can't let myself get excited about something I have no idea what the hell it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I can't help you with that.
I'm excited about it.
Even when D'Amico came and he brought Bobby, I think we had an idea of what kind of offense it was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I'm excited about Texans overall. I mean, I'm real excited about that defense.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't typically Jones to see like dominant defensive teams play. It's good football, obviously, but it's not the funnest games to cover and watch. But I'm going to tell you, this one's, you want to talk about a reason to get excited, flip over that defensive side of the football. All the way down. I mean, it don't matter all the way down. The schemer and play caller, the young talent, the old talent, the new guys, the old guys. I mean, it's all, boy, it's sexy.
This may be crazy. If they're not top five, it feels like something has terribly gone wrong.
Hell, in this division?
Like injuries, something, if they're not top five.
Yes, agree wholeheartedly.
At least, yeah. They got a chance to be exceptional.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Over there. All right. The Rockets force a game six. We agreed. We thought Jalen Green would have to play a major part if they were going to force a game six. The only other game they had won prior to last night, he was the star of the game. And you can look at these games and say the production of Jalen Green kind of leads you to see where the game goes. Well, that wasn't the case last night, Clint. I know for you, you were in a 3 minutes and pull and wanting to see, but even in that, you felt like that was the best opportunity for them to get rolling. Well, last night, Clint, in 27 minutes, he gives you 11 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists on 3 of 8 shooting. That's exactly his shooting numbers from game 4, 3 of 8. No turnovers, which I think was a big deal in this one. But, Clint, I think right now it's just showing us clarity, man. Like, Jalen Green, I think you kind of said it a little bit earlier. I know it's hard to even come to the conclusion of that, but right now what he is showing you is he is a blend-in player. He is a role player. He is a player that you shouldn't have the expectation to step forward. He is a player that can get you 7 in a game, that will get you 8 in a game, that will get you 9 in a game. Hell, they'll get you 11 in a game. That's what he's done in 4 out of the 5. Like, right, two games, you feel like, all right, man, maybe it's an awful one. This is 4 times in 5 games and the most important games when the defense is keying on you. And I think if they approach it like this and just say, hey, man, just play solid. Don't have 5 turnovers in a game. You know, don't just be awful.
Yeah.
I think this is, to me, clarity of how to look at him is, yesterday, man, he just blended in, and that seems to be maybe what he is.
Well, right now, the way he just naturally blended into a role, being a role player, is probably the best bet for him moving forward, and probably the best bet for us moving forward.
The Rockets, yeah.
Yeah, to put so much effort into trying to get him going is just, it's proven to be more times than not a failure. And so, Yeah, I think yesterday, although the way the game went, I think probably dictated kind of what they did in the second half, and the fact that they didn't need anybody in the second half at any point in time to be special or to go make shots, really. Probably let him off the hook, if we're being honest, let him and a bunch of guys off the hook. But, boy, the way they started that game, the way it seemed to be more of an effort to get the entire team involved and not just one guy involved, that seems the way to go. And when that is the case, he is definitely a role player. When you're not coming down the floor and he's, you know, somebody's going away from the ball and picking for Jalen Green, so Jalen Green come and get the ball and get it at the top of the key. And when you're not doing those things, he slides right into a role player, and he seems right now seems really comfortable and okay with that being the role.
And very much like role players, like his night is going to be really decided on how it starts.
Yeah.
Now he makes a couple of shots early, and maybe he may feel something, right? Maybe he may go, oh, okay. Now you may be into the 20 to 30 point Jalen Green that he's capable of. But I think if you just approach it with what he has shown you to be in this five game series, then and almost for the staff as well, then I think it would make a lot more sense for them. I just think he's given clarity to me of what he is in this series. And as you said, that's not somebody you got to say, hey man, we got to get him in the game. We got to get the ball going. We got to get him started. We got to get him going. Let's force it to create things for him. No, I don't think that's it anymore. All right, Tyler, let's get to it here. As you have been on a roll, a lot of people wait for this segment every day. T-Mill's best bets. What are the bets tonight?
Damn right. Been a hell of a week. Sticking with what's working. NBA playoffs tonight. Only two games in action, but I got five more best bets. Here they are. I list them off quickly. If you need them, check out the Twitter at T-Mill Real Deal. First, Nuggets with some points. Plus +7 tonight at the LA Clippers in that one. Next, I'm on the over in that game as well. These overs have been money. Yeah. All them unders were hitting the first two, three, four games of these playoff
series. This series, the Clippers and Nuggets have probably played the best offensive games I've seen outside of like OKC and Cleveland.
Yeah, so that over, I got it at 212. And then three more player props for you. Doing pretty well in the props lately, except for freaking Jalen Green. First, the turd himself, known as James Harden with the LA Clippers, under 9.5 assists in that game tonight. Under 9.5 assists. That might be my favorite one. Kawhi Leonard, over 7.5 rebounds tonight for the Clippers. Won some money on his rebounds recently. And then Big Cat, Karl Anthony Towns, and the New York Knicks. He's going to have over 23.5 points, over 23.5 for Cat. What do you like or what do you don't at this point this week? You should just like all of them.
I definitely like the Nuggets Clippers over. And they have been setting that Harden assist really high. Like for him to have to get 10 assists. I like that. I feel like he may be in more score mode. Carl, man. Carl's like, he's a better version of Jalen Green. Like, you just don't know what Carl's going to give. Like, Carl ain't going to give you 7 to this person who texted in. Come on, guys, they're keying in on Jalen. Just like we're keying in on Steph. Are they crying at Golden State? You got to be kidding me. He has scored 7, 8, and 9 and 11.
Them and Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, that's it.
No, Jalen Brunson he scored more than that.
Oh, no, he's lights out. He's lights out.
He must be another Jalen. Maybe he's talking about a Jalen.
Maybe he's talking about one of them Jalens the Texans drafted.
Yeah, something, yeah. Yeah, you're right, Jalen Higgins. That's right, they're keying in on Jalen Higgins. They're keying in on they keying in on Anthony Edwards last night at the worst game of his. He still had 15. God, no. All right. Carl, I don't know. I definitely like that Harden and the Nuggets plus +7 ain't bad either, but the over definitely in that one.
So, let's go.
Not bad. Coming up, Texans All Access, the Hall of Famer John McClain joins them. Area 45 after that. Clint, great job as always. Tyler as well. Tomorrow, Crawfish Circuit, Stop 5. We are live, 2-6 at the Annex Craft House. Tomorrow, so come hang out with us. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby.
someone else instead of me. Always seems to know the way.
Oh, you talking about the Aggie football program?
Just the whole thing in general.
There is not many things that I confuse Tyler Milner with a bit of a black culture or black feel, but when the way he says program, every single member in a black church that I have been to
really?
Says program.
Really? I didn't know that part of it.
Please, if you want to check on your program, say it just like that. As long as sugar and the gang are taken care of.
Hey, shout out to my bitches.
What? No fear, man.
What?
Bro. Booger butt.